This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
So once again, we're starting off with a country that's rubbing our nose in it when it comes to LGBTI rights. We're off to New Zealand. Now, have you ever imagined a world where girls can wear trousers and boys can wear kilts to school? Well, yeah, it's odd that girls still have trouble wearing trousers as part of their school uniform, but that's the country we live in. Well, imagine no more. That world has arrived at Dunedin North Intermediate. The school has introduced 5 uniform options, including shorts, long pants, culottes, a kilt, and pupils are free to choose any option regardless of their gender. How good is that? So the principal said the initiative aimed to remove gender stereotypes, and they said the initiative came from the pupils. Seemed pretty logical to me. It was 2016, and I thought it was odd that we still have these stereotypes. What we were hoping to avoid is making it hard. It's a pretty good quote, I think, there. Now, girls could wear long pants for the winter if they wanted to, and boys could wear kilts like their Scottish ancestors. And she said the pupils have been accepting of the options, but parents had taken a bit longer to warm to the initiative.
Yes, apparently they're asking lots of questions.
About whether the girls can wear pants, honestly.
Now on to a broader subject of the YouTube. Apparently is restricting or hiding LGBTI content. Whether it's on purpose or not, we might find out. So YouTube has responded to LGBT vloggers who've discovered that some of their content was being restricted on the video sharing site. YouTube has got a restricted mode, and the bloggers noticed their content had disappeared. With the click of a button, YouTube's restricted mode made me appear straight. That's one of the quotes from one of the bloggers.
Great line. So basically, restricted mode is a setting that's targeted at children and families, and it can be used to help screen out potentially objectionable content. So when queer YouTube vloggers were selecting that option, suddenly it would just disappear.
YouTube responded to the outcry on Monday this week, saying in the statement that LGBTI plus videos are available in restricted mode, but the videos that discuss more sensitive issues may not be available. The intention of the restricted mode is to filter out mature content for the tiny subset of users who want a more limited experience.
All right, now moving on to Taiwan, where hundreds of people have rallied against marriage equality. Now, you've probably heard us discussing over the last few months how Taiwan may become the first Asian country to legalize marriage equality. As you can imagine, much in every other country that's legalized marriage equality, there is a minority, or in some countries, majority, that are unhappy with this happening. Last week, hundreds of people took the streets of Taipei to protest, and it ran in association with the Rescue Taiwan Hope Alliance, a homophobic group which is working to prevent legislation. They held signs showing pro-LGBTI politicians as scorpions, snakes, and tarantulas. Chao Yingling, a spokesperson for the alliance, said, "In our view, a huge amount of controversy has already been caused, and the government is not prepared to address the issue, so it should be put aside temporarily." Where have we heard that before?
The protest has been one of several in recent months, and they're aimed at preventing the law being passed. However, organisers of the protest even set up a tent for LGBT activists so they could take a look at the opposing side.
Yeah.
That's so nice of them, really.
Well, they're lucky it wasn't like a sort of portable gas chamber or something, frankly, the way that some of the language they've been using against the LGBTI community. So one internet celebrity, Li Yu, who was in one of the tents, said, "They told us not to make a scene and that they were willing to give us 2 tents while urging us not to argue and instead take a look at their ideas." And he did say, "It's not too bad. Of all the events I've attended, this is the first time I've been directly invited." So basically, they insisted that the protest was not anti-LGBT, but they insisted they were just worried about teaching children about LGBT people. Again, sort of ties into that YouTube debacle, doesn't it, where we're not allowed to be known unless you're over 18.
Over to USA, where America's first trans judge denied entry to India. India has denied a visa to a transgender judge who was invited to the country to speak about LGBTI issues. She was invited by the US Embassy in New Delhi to speak about LGBT law and policy as part of its speaker program. Alameda County's Superior Court Judge Victoria was the first transgender person in the United States to become a trial court judge. Ready to leave on March 10th, Victoria was still waiting on a business visa to enter India.
When suddenly the Indian consulate requested more information about the program. And of course, after that, the Indian authorities decided that suddenly they were very busy and, yeah, they weren't actually going to let her into the country after all. It's ironic that they're having this problem, not with the US government that wants to send her to do this, but with the Indian government that's blocking things. And I wonder, Paul, seeing as you're British, we'll point the finger at you
sorry,
again.
I'm sorry, it's my fault again.
Yes, we'll point the finger at you. We're all pointing at Paul in the studio now because of penal code. What is it again? 377?
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. Yes.
But I sort of admire the Indians that they've used bureaucracy to keep someone out.
Yes, that's it.
But they didn't actually deny her. They didn't deny her access.
They just kind of stalled for, we're a bit busy, that sort of thing. Where have we heard that before? All righty. Well, in brief, here in Australia, Fitzroy Street, St Kilda is going to become home to Australia's first Pride Centre.
And in the US, the Transportation Security Administration has recently updated its policies regarding transgender passengers. It now gives them a choice of where they get patted down.
So they can be groped in public or they can be groped in a private room.
And all the pat-downs need to be performed by someone of the same gender.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.